Here's the thing.
Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing.
Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
It is 7:28. We go to the MVPP. Cheryl Salais is the founder of Bras for a Cause. What is Bras for a Cause? It's a really cool idea. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Is it
Good
Salais?
Morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Stop
it's
yelling
Salais.
At me, Cheryl.
It's Cheryl Salais.
Well, stop yelling at me, Cheryl.
Okay.
Cheryl Salais.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you? Look, here's the deal. There's an event called Bras for a Cause. This started about 7 years ago. You had a good friend diagnosed with breast cancer. You wanted to do something to help, and you wanted to do something that maybe wasn't what everybody else was doing. So what did you do?
We have decorated bras. We ask people to bring in bras that are already decorated. We set up a theme, and the theme can be a Christmas theme, a Halloween theme. We did military. We did NFL.
How do you decorate
them? They decorate them with everything. They decorate them beads and rhinestones and whatever they want to. We had witches on a broom. We had everything. We have, you know, I could have brought in pictures if I hadn't told you sooner. But I also not have brought in the whole thing to you.
Well, that's fine. What's your favorite bra you've ever seen? Your favorite decorated bra?
My first bra I ever did. I did the first ever bra, and I still have it.
And what was it? What'd you do?
It's just a plain old brown bra with Survivor on it and put little pink emblems on it, and we went from there, and I still have it to this day.
And who what would you say the bra that took the most work was, like the most elaborate design that you've seen?
Well, I just had one this last year that was Angel Wings. And it's amazing. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. We have guys try them on, too. I mean, it's not anything bad or anything, have a great time. We have a good time. We really do.
So it's not just about decorating the actual bras. It's about the event of everybody getting together and decorating it. So you have set,
community.
Yeah. So you have set dates where everybody can come together, and then you're raising money to support folks, right?
Well, the deal is, too, as I understand it, Cheryl, is this is not simply we're going to give it to another charity. You're helping people pay their rent. You're helping people who have taken a real setback because they're dealing with cancer.
Right. And we try to help anybody that needs help. Like I said, if we have the money and they need the rent, we'll pay a month's rent. A lot of people have insurance. A lot of people say they don't need any help. But yet they get down with having breast cancer. We send flowers. We send flowers to the hospital. We send wherever we need to send them to.
Yep, medical bills, groceries, transportation, gift baskets, all that stuff.
Right. Chemo baskets. We found out chemo baskets are a lot. They're amazing. So we've done a lot. We've helped a lot. We keep helping more. This is our eighth year. And this year we're going in for Bras of the Eras. So we start from Eve to now. And if you were like in the 60s, you could have burned your bra.
So what
we're
did the
that's
like
a funny idea, like a charred bra from the 60s.
Also, like, what did the first woman, Eve, what kind of bra does she wear?
I thought she was braless.
Yeah, I thought she was naked.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, leaves.
She has leaves.
Oh, got it.
Flowers.
Come on.
Yeah.
Steve, could be a model.
I'd like to be a model.
You would rake in the money if you put one on, Steve.
I would put one on, but I mean, as you know, I feel a little insecure because I'm a small A cup.
I visualize you in the Madonna era.
The big cones, the boot cones.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Make a statement.
You can come down. We'll put you in a bra. We'll even make one for you.
Listen.
We have no problem, but we can do that.
We're teasing, and it sounds actually like a whole bunch of fun, but boy, you have raised a lot of money. 1 year you raised how much money to help out folks?
We raised like $8,000.
Yeah, to pass around. Pass around. Listen, I'm starting something new you might want to get in. This is for men. It's underpants with a plan. It's not bras for a cause, but it's men donating their underpants because they have a plan on how to raise money.
They were talking about like boxers to go. So they've done a lot. We're not just me. It's a bunch of us.
Well, it's a cool thing, and it sounds like you guys are having nothing but fun. Bras for a cause. Bras for a cause. Save second base is their is their slogan, which is tremendous. It's Saturday, October 26th, noon till 5. Where are you doing this?
Right. We're doing it at the Knights of Columbus on Infantry Drive in Joliet.
And you can come and you can dial up your bra design business.
Right, right. We bring it. You've got to bring a bra and decorate it. We hang them up and we vote on them. We have trophies.
That's
you see,
tremendous.
Our trophies are little pony horseshoes that we turn upside down. One of my friends decorates them and welds them, and we got first, second, and third place.
We love
it. We have a good time. We do. We have a pink concrete truck, too.
Isn't it great? All this is adorable because you guys are doing it. If men did it, it would be so unbelievably creepy. But thank you for doing this. Let me put you on hold. And that is Cheryl Solace. Is that what you told me?
She sounds like a good time.
I think
she
I screwed up her last name again.
She's fun.
But Cheryl is fun. Yeah. And again, they're doing this Bras for a Cause Saturday, October 26th at the Knights of Columbus 100 Infantry Drive in Joliet. You want information on any of it, the Facebook page is Bras for a Cause-Joliet.